So I'm going to call this story Bikes and Butts. So to protect the integrity of some individuals, I'm not going to use names, and I don't want cops to arrest me, so I'm not going to tell you what state I was in. But so I meant like of the United States, not inebriation state. But so I was in a state, and we were biking with a small group of people, and it's been I wouldn't say a dream necessarily, but it's something that I really wanted to do, which was do a naked mile, which is where you ride your bike naked for a mile. And if you couldn't guess. And so we were on this road, and I realized that it had been, over 2 hours since we'd seen any life besides plants. And plants don't care if you're naked. So we were kind of discussing it. I was bringing it up casually, like, would you guys maybe want to, bike naked for a mile? And, the guy I was biking, or one of the guys I was biking with, was kind of he's not super crazy. He was like, no, we should probably just keep going. And then but then he started thinking about it, and he was like, that would be a great story to tell. And so we keep talking about it, we keep biking. Then we pull over, and we're talking about it more, and I'm kind of like, this might not be, this might be the last chance before we get to a city, and we can't bike naked in a city. So he goes, okay, I'm going to, and sorry if this is vulgar. He goes, I'm going to go take a shit, and then I'll let you know if we should do this or not. And so I'm waiting on the side of the road while he's dropping a deuce, and I guess something clicked while he was squatting there. And so he comes splurging out of the bushes with his jersey off, and he's like, go, 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 this is our time. So I decided to not hesitate and just drop my pants and rip my jersey off, and I clipped it on my bike and I went. And there is nothing in the world like biking along with the wind in your boobs. Nothing like it. And it was so freeing, and it was so wild. But as I'm biking, I get so caught up in the moment, and we're taking pictures and we're laughing, that my hands that were holding the shorts that I needed to eventually put back on slipped out of my fingertips and flew behind me as I kept biking. And then I laughed and laughed, and then I realized that this was probably not the greatest thing to happen. So I had to pull over, and delicately, wearing nothing but my biking cleats, hobble over and pick up my shorts and and at that point, the magic's kind of gone, so I just put them on and we kept going. But, it was this crazy experience being naked in just a place where you really shouldn't be naked. And as I was, riding with my bare butt smushing against the seat, I had this kind of thought, and I was like, people say all the time that you can't judge someone until you walk a mile in their shoes. But I thought that you probably shouldn't do anything until you've biked a mile wearing nothing but your shoes. Thank you.